Visualization number one. Close your eyes and take a deep breath. Now see yourself inside a really big room, like a gymnasium, a coliseum, or a warehouse. And the lighting is kind of dim. It's not real bright, so you can see things very clearly. And over on the left-hand side of this room, you see lots and lots of shelves. No people in this big room. Lots of shelves from the floor all the way up to the ceiling. And there's lots of stuff on the shelves. Boxes, garbage, plastic bags with trash, chunks of wood, bricks, chunks of cement, packages, vases, containers that clearly have things in them. And they're beating up old debris of kind of things. Debris kind of stuff, and it's putting off a negative vibration and a negative odor. It doesn't smell very good, but it feels and looks familiar to you, this room. And you realize all of a sudden that all of the stuff in this room represents your social anxiety. All that stuff represents your social anxiety. It is stuffed away back in a dark corner in your life and in your body. And it's all here in this room. It's all of the traumatic things and hurtful things that happened to you from the time you were conceived through your whole life up until where you are now. Things of your social anxiety that you're conscious of. Things that are unconscious. Things that you remember, things that you don't. Things that are obvious to you and right in your face in your life right now, and things that are not. Every little thing that contributes to your social anxieties in this room. All the fears, all the limiting beliefs, all the things you are aware of, and all the things that you are not. All the things. Tons of stuff in this room. Hundreds of events from your past, situations from your current situation, everything. Now, do you have a sense of that? Good. Now imagine that I'm giving you a magic wand and I'm putting it in your dominant hand. It's about 2 feet long and it feels very solid in the palm of your hand. It's got a nice stainless steel handle and it feels really solid. And you notice that there are a few buttons on the handle. And the second you take hold of that magic wand, when you grab the handle, you notice that all that stuff in the room moves. You move the wand to the left, and it all leans strongly to the left. And you move it to the right, then it all shifts to the right. And you notice that with this magic wand, you have total control of all this debris. Now what I want you to do is start moving that wand around in a big circle, like you're tracing a light in the sky or showing a flashlight around in a circle. Now, and as you're swirling your wand in a circle, notice that all the debris has come off the shelves and is now swirling around like a big whirlwind. So as you're swirling it around and getting it all off the shelves in a big whirlwind, I want you to bring it over in front of you and point your wand down to the floor about 20 yards in front of you and press the first button on the magic wand. And drop it all on the floor in front of you. So now all of the dust and dirt and debris and smell and negative energy from all that stuff from your social anxiety is really piled up in front of you. And it's in containers and boxes and bags and it's just piled up jumbled stuff together rather than one thing being distinctive. Now keep your eyes closed and describe to yourself out loud what you're seeing. Good. Now how big is that pile? And what name do you want to give to that pile? And if it's difficult for you to come up with a name, I suggest that you name it Social Anxiety, Fears, and Beliefs. Now, if you have to rate this pal from 0 to 10, 10 being extremely intense, 0 being no intensity at all, how high would you rate it? If you don't exactly know, just say, I don't know what it exactly is, but if I would have to guess, I guess this pal is a, and then say the first thing that comes to mind. Excellent.